Good morning. It's great to be with you. Thanks for tuning in. Today, we're beginning a new series of messages called All In, and we're going to be talking about faith. In his letter, the book of James in the New Testament, James himself insists over and over again that faith is either a big deal or it's no deal at all. Faith cannot just be some add-on in your life. It can't be just a one among many possessions that you carry around with you. Faith has to change your life. Faith has to be completely integrated in all of your living. Faith has to mean something for your whole life. It has to define you. It has to change your whole being. In other words, faith in God has to be an all-in endeavor. And that's an important word for us, I think. Living through this pandemic wilderness, we easily get discouraged or frustrated and worn out from all of the disruptions. And so I want to encourage us not to give up on growing our faith, on persevering in our faith, and to not let go just because things are turned upside down. I want to encourage us to carry with us a faith that is all in. One of the things that we're learning through this COVID pandemic, I think, is that that single event of going to church on Sunday could easily be the sum total of our faith, and that would be a dangerous thing. We can't let that happen. Don't let the disruption stop you from growing in your faith and following hard after Jesus. That's why I think James begins his letter this way, in a very peculiar way. He says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." So here's three observations on these words that James is speaking to us, that the Word of God speaks to us today. And the first is this, that faith is a big deal because it leads us through the trials of life. If faith is about following hard after Jesus, then in this life, you can persist even in the deepest valleys and you will overcome. Or as James says it in verse 12 of the same chapter, chapter 1, "Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him." Author Martin Schlesky writes it this way. He says, "Authentic life is not a path through the lowlands where things grow quickly and are easy to find. No, life's trail leads through the rocky places, through adversities and impasses." But you see, the difference is that a life with an all-in faith is driven by a passionate longing to be connected to God, a divine desire that surpasses any of life's hardships and trials. In other words, faith is about learning to live within the grace of God, within the favor of God, learning to live under the provision and protection of God. A life that's too easy or too comfortable or too safe even means that it's way too tempting to simply rely on our own strength or our own smarts or our own self. See, a life of ease is probably something that every one of us strives for in some capacity or other. And yet, a life of ease turns out to be the biggest enemy of faith. which is why James can say, consider it pure joy when all kinds of trials come your way. So let me lay out this challenge for us. To think of a struggle in your life. And then I think it's important to identify that struggle and admit that struggle. And then learn to accept it. And let me suggest to accept it as a gift that can lead you into the joy of living under God's promises and favor. Let your faith reveal your true colors, your passionate longing, your divine desire to live for God. Here's the second observation, is that faith is a big deal, not only because it leads us through the struggles of life, but because it guides our entire life. An all-in faith allows us to flourish in life, guided by God's good ways. James puts it this way. He says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. You see, faith helps us to admit that our own ways are often simply inadequate. And perhaps just as often, quite frankly, they're misleading. And faith assures us that despite our weaknesses, despite our failures, we can flourish in life. Despite any of the hardships and trials, we can flourish. If you lack wisdom, ask God for it, who gives generously. So an all-in faith is required. Otherwise, James warns us, otherwise we get tossed about by every whim and insecurity in our life. James puts it this way. He says in verse 6, 7, and 8, but when you ask, that is, when you ask for wisdom, when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. And James isn't talking about some cute technique in which you can get your way with God. He's simply addressing and warning us against a half-hearted faith. And so he continues, such a person who asks with half-hearted faith, that person shouldn't expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. In other words, without an all-in faith, you become desperate and you get tossed about by all of these circumstances in your life. But when you ask God for wisdom, and with an all-in faith, God stabilizes your life so that you can flourish. An all-in faith means letting God work in you. As James says, for example, in verse 19, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry, and humbly accept the word that's planted in you, which can save you. Yes, even in the trials of life. Yes, even in the struggles, even in the insecurities, even in the confusion. An all-in faith keeps you living well if you're willing to be quiet for a while and let God work in you. So let me suggest another challenge, perhaps connected to the struggle that you identified earlier in your life. But choose something that in your life that you need guidance for. Maybe it's in your parenting, or maybe it's in deciding what to do this fall, or maybe it's at a career crossroads, or perhaps it's a purchasing decision that you need to make. But something in your life where you need guidance. Learn to listen for God in the midst of that. An all-in faith is a reflective faith, a contemplative faith, a faith that surrenders to God, not just for the sake of finding the answer, not just for waiting for God to answer your search, but simply to wait for God, to wait on Him to guide you. Faith is a big deal because it leads you through the struggles of life, but it also gives you the wisdom to flourish in life. But faith is also a big deal because it demands action in your life. Just because James encourages a more reflective faith, a contemplative faith that waits on God, doesn't mean it's a lazier faith. In fact, James writes in verse 22, "Don't merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." Don't let faith become your idol that you just put on a pedestal and just look at it. Faith is what drives you into action, an all-in perspective that shapes everything you do and everything you are. James goes on to put it negatively this way. He says, "It's like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like." It's a ridiculous scenario. But living a half-hearted faith is exactly like that. It's like forgetting who you are when you've made commitments and when you've said, "This is what I believe in and this is what I will trust in," but then you turn around and forget about it all. Alfred Nobel is a Swedish chemist who invented dynamite. And as the story goes, he one day came across an obituary that had his name in it. And the obituary read this: "Alfred Nobel, the inventor of dynamite who died yesterday, devised a way for more people to be killed in a war than ever before, and he died a very rich man." That was an obituary that, you can understandably, disturbed Alfred Nobel. He saw himself, so to speak, in the mirror as an inventor of weapons of mass destruction and getting rich off of it. So now we have the Nobel Peace Prize, begun by Alfred Nobel after he had this startling realization and began to reconsider what he wanted his legacy to be. When we act and live according to our faith, we become different people. So, what about you? What part of your faith do you need to act on? Do you believe that you depend on God in every situation of your life? Then learn to feed on Him every moment of your day. Do you believe that everything you have comes from God? Then learn to reflect the same generosity with which God has given to you. Do you believe that you have received mercy and love from God? Then go and do likewise. So those are the three things that I think that we can observe from James' instruction here in James chapter 1. That faith is a big deal. It's got to be an all-in faith because it can lead you through the struggles of life, because it will give you the wisdom to flourish in life, and because it demands action in your life. And so as we move through this book of James in the Bible over the next few weeks, let it be an invitation for you into an all-in faith. And here's what I want you to do about it. Perhaps during the summer sometime, you'll be jumping into a body of water, into a pool, maybe in your backyard pool or something, and you'll be doing it to cool off or to have fun. I'm going to suggest that you could also do it to indicate your commitment to an all-in faith. And then maybe somebody will photobomb you, and you could send that in, and we'll post them each week throughout the series. And perhaps it can be itself a testimony that the people of New Life Church are an all-in people. So let's use the rest of this summer to follow hard after Jesus with a passionate longing to be connected to God with an all-in faith. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, continue to grant us the grace to live for you. Plant in us, Father, your word. Plant in us by your Holy Spirit that deep desire to be connected to you in every part of our lives, that we may reflect your glory, your beauty, your holiness in all that we are and in all that we do. So keep us faithful, Father. Remind us over and over again, even in the midst of our struggles, even in the midst of our failures, remind us of the commitments we've made to you, to trust in you, to love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So go into this week with that kind of all-in confidence, trusting in God and in his faithfulness. Let the struggles in your life be a gift. And in the midst of your living, listen for God and act on your faith and go all in.